Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Happy Friday.
Ah, what's up, Zo?
Hey, I just want to say this.
What?
Good luck, King Philip. Warriors tonight going for their third straight MIAA Super Bowl championship. Undefeated through 2 years. Undefeated this year. Good luck tonight at Gillette Stadium. Go kick ass.
Is that Gillette?
Kick North Andover's ass.
I thought those were on Saturdays.
Right, pump our
They play some the night before, too.
At two tonight, six tomorrow.
Yeah. Six tomorrow. That's a lot of games.
Oh, I do not miss those.
That is a lot of games.
That was a fun day. Fun day for those kids. There. Put that out there. Good luck, King Philip. Good luck, Wallach, tonight calling a Celtic game.
I just talked to Wallach. He does, and you know, we love Grandy. We have Grandy on the show every week, but Wallach does a really good job in those games, and he's calling the game tonight with Max. So I wished him good luck. I'll be listening.
Yeah.
I won't be, but good luck, John.
I'll be listening for a while. It's an early one tonight.
Yeah,
I believe it's a 7 o'clock tip.
Oh.
So I'll get a chance to hear, you know, first quarter at least.
Best of luck to Wallach. I think he does a great job when he fills in for Grandy.
He does.
This weekend, we've got a game at Gillette Stadium that is not high school football. That is real football.
Yeah, it's starting to fill
up. Well, I shouldn't say real football. It's professional football. Minnesota Vikings coming to town against the Patriots. Yes, there it is. Skull horn all day long.
Do we get a stupid-ass Prince song? At some point today?
We might.
We are the purple and...
I feel like that's one of those things that should never be spoken of again now that he's gone.
At what point should he be allowed to leave that behind and not have it attached to his name in death?
Oh, I disagree.
Right.
Right?
No, when you do something that bad, you take it
off.
Out of honor to someone
who's passed, you say, you know what? We're not going to hold that one against you.
Nope. It's like James Taylor. When you sing
James
that
Taylor's
angels,
alive.
Angels in the outfield. I mean, you know you're going down that
right.
Crazy,
and I feel like when James Taylor dies, we're not going to hold that against him.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking about angels.
Angels in the outfield. Yeah. Remember how much that sucked? No, I don't think we're going to.
You're talking about a guy who took a guitar in a driving rainstorm in a Super Bowl with the threat of being electrocuted, did a fantastic halftime show
in the rain, and
at some point he went to the studio and put that purple and whatever song out. That's one's worst.
They cannot.
Thank you.
Come on, Jim.
That's
not right.
Right. Like right here, you know it's bad. Like he should know. Like right now. Like this is like a slow march. Here comes a flute man, magic flute boy.
There you go.
Yep. This makes me as sad as when I found out he died.
This can't be him. This really can't be him.
How did he do this?
I don't know.
Like, I don't even know how this is possible that this happened.
Yeah, this is bad. It's like it doesn't even have a hook. Yeah, Bunky. I think of this, I think like, oh, in the name of it. It's like a Keebler elf over there playing a flute in the background.
Yeah.
That's what's coming to town.
How did that happen? Like, how did he go into a studio and say, I want to make a song about the football team that I allegedly love and root for? We know he's from Minnesota. And then come up with that.
How does Robert De Niro do Rocky and Bullwinkle? I don't know. Bad things happen to good people. Good people do bad things.
Okay, news-wise with the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski is back on the injury report.
Okay, weird. Like, why is he off the report one day and then back on it the next?
Okay,
like
I find this as
like,
worthless.
Did they miss this on
it's
Wednesday?
It's as worthless as I found it yesterday when he came off the report.
I wasn't even slightly amused by it. Because, like, we forgot to put him on Wednesday.
Wait,
so
you weren't amused by it? After everything that was made of him coming off the day before, he goes right back on with the ankle and the back.
Like, ooh.
Like, why did he have a horrible practice where he again hurt both injuries?
Yeah, come on.
All those storylines, all those discussion points over the previous 24 hours about is Rob Gronkowski back? Like, wait a minute. He played last week.
Dwayne Allen practiced.
He played last week and looked okay, did he not?
Yeah, he looked really good.
So what's the issue?
Well, I think the issue is this. I think it's,
now is he really back?
No, I just think it's technically if you get treatment and you're still sore, you're sore the entire year. This is what it is. And when you got that back that he has and the knees that he has, you're always going to be sore.
Just it's
why do you think Brady travels
one
with his trainer?
Off.
Why do you think Brady
one day
goes-
off the report? They make a big deal of it, and now he's right back on the next day, which again means nothing. Doesn't
right.
mean anything.
Right.
You saw him last week. You saw what he's you know where he's at, speed wise, health wise, and you know where he's at.
Yeah.
You don't need this report to tell you anything. He's dealing with some stuff. Everybody's dealing with some stuff at this time of year. But
sure.
This is a guy who's dealt with a lot of stuff in his career, injury wise.
This is a big one for him.
He wasn't dealing with it on Wednesday.
No, well,
but he's dealing with both today.
Right. He re-injured both. He must have had a horrible, very physical practice in late November to cause that to happen. To have both to suffer both injuries. Re-injure both injuries
so,
in the practice.
Here's the thing to ask. Was there a point Wednesday night where he went home and said, why am I not an injury?
Well, this sort of goes to what Jim was talking about, which was...
Hey, you're making... You know, like, you're expecting me... I'm not 100%.
He
people.
Said, are they managing
I'm not 100%.
Him? Did they ask him to you know, did he want to be off the injury report because he's feeling good? And I said, what if they took him off the report because they're nudging him? They're saying, okay,
yeah,
Gronk.
You did say that.
Okay, that thing is over. The you deciding whether or not to play week to week is now over. It's not a thing. You are now healthy. We are declaring you healthy. There is no more leaving it up to you. Unless something happens to you, you will play week to week. We need you now. We're going into December now, Gronk. You've got to go out and you've got to play every week. And then what? So what you just described. He said, "What? Why am I not on the injury report? I'm injured.
Yeah.
You need to put me back on there.
Guys, I'm not 100%. It's like the, you know, you're putting it out there to 100%. What if I only get one catch? What if I only have two targets and I'm off the injury report?
Nothing with him is clean and easy when it comes to injury stuff. It never has been.
It's like micromanaging. He's got to play well Sunday, and I think this is a big one for him based on the matchup, too, because you got a pretty damn good safety that they have, and you know, you look at what Adams did last week a little bit. It's a good defense. And Zimmer, we'll get into more of this day goes on, but Zimmer's played pretty good defense against Brady in the brief matchups they've had. He's pretty good against them, like Rex has been. So,
617-779-0985. Although I'm very hesitant to go to the calls today for obvious reasons.
Stop it.
We'll talk about the game that we saw last night. What a shocker.
Oh, Mabel,
what
where are you
dunk.
At? Mabel today is your day.
Take a victory lap, Mabel.
And by the way,
victory lap.
Someone suggested earlier that we owe Mabel an apology, which is kind of like a Felger and Maz callback.
I said they had no chance
thing.
To win
that
game.
Apologize!
Mabel said they don't have a chance.
No. She asked the question, guys. Tell me how in the world are we going to win this game?
But then I asked her. I said, "Do you think they have a chance?" And she said, "No."
And what I tell her though, unless they turn.
I don't know. Her call was pretty positive. She was sort of laying out all the reasons
positive.
Why they had a shot.
But
it's her team. She roots for them.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm rooting for that kid, 55, that wacko. What's his name?
Let's talk about that. Last night's game.
Because I don't want to see Sean Lee anymore. Keep Sean Lee on the sideline.
We'll get to that on the other side.
You have your Sean Lees and his injuries.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotion.
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Breeze almost, and is he? He is picked by Jordan Lewis.
Bells will be ringing.
Johnny Lester.
I'm what
the blues.
The baby's gone.
Wasn't that your line? What the blues?
Yeah, I don't know. We should replay that.
I'm sure Jim has it.
Oh, he does. Jim saves everything. That was all not written at all, too. That was right off the cuff.
Okay, I remember one of the lyrics.
120 million.
140 million. I like nailed the exact price that the Cubs gave too.
I can't remember it. I'm sure Jim has. Do you
I don't know what you're talking about.
I did a John Lester song to this. Like Jim played this music and I just did my Johnny's gone. That's when Lester left.
Maybe it's before Beatle.
Predates me.
Oh, it's pre-Beatle. Yeah, it's definitely pre-Beatle.
Predates me.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Now we're gonna get it.
Yes.
That type of day.
Yeah.
Jim.
Oh, John Lester. The sad, sad news.
I didn't even write this.
Oh, Theo Epstein, Sign with the Cubs, what the blues? Johnny's gone, yeah. Cause you're too cheap. $130 million. Put Lester to sleep.
It gets better right here.
$150 million. I pick up the phone. Sad news for us. Ben Cherington's not a Theo clone.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Off the cuff. Yeah.
So you're saying you didn't write that out ahead of time?
I did not.
Wow.
Yep.
You never know it.
Hard to believe. You never know it.
Now you're being a dick. You're being a dick now.
No, that line there where you went and they cut the music on you, that was pretty good.
That was, yeah. Thanks.
He's not a Theo clone.
Theo in like somebody's home or clone. Yeah.
I think it worked.
It did. It worked for that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tells the story.
I can't believe Jim saves that stuff.
He saves everything. What'd you make of that game last night?
I think it's good for football.
It is.
What do we?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
First thing I thought,
like,
as much as we sit there,
the whole league isn't changing.
They're like, what are you talking about, you a-hole? You said this three Thursdays ago when it was like 55-51. I said, yeah. I said,
that was entertaining. You're talking about the score.
I was talking about the score.
I was talking in the sense that I enjoyed watching the Cowboys win because it's just in the interest of. One team can beat another in the NFL on any given week.
Yep.
Where clearly the Cowboys, to me, were a big underdog there. They're just not on the same level as the Saints. And you get a home game, you can beat a really good team.
You got a home game and you come to play, you can beat anybody.
Yeah.
That's what that proves last night.
You
can play some smash mouth football.
The league is better with the Cowboys being good?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a given.
Whether you love them or hate them.
Right.
The league is better when they're involved.
Yep.
I'll tell you, I can't stand Jerry Jones.
I can't stand him, and I can't stand the head coach. I'm okay with the team. I don't sit here and rip the team.
I don't even think he gets the head coach other than I just think he's there only because
he's a
guy who will listen to that owner.
Clapper.
Yeah, I don't think he's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. It's just not personal. I look at Jerry Jones, and I see Jerry Jones, and I hear him talking. I'm like, you, your fans, that they have to put up with you, getting in the way, just meddling, getting in the middle of everything, trying to be the GM. Get out of the way. You get all this money. Why don't you let someone who actually knows what they're doing run the show? Like, it just drives me crazy. That guy is the reason the Cowboys have not been winners.
Yep.
But I see those uniforms last night, and I go, oh, boy.
I like the all-white.
Now that's a uniform with the stars on the shoulders.
Nice, sure is.
Now you
with the uniforms?
Oh, yeah. Jim, see? I turned on the game last night, and I'm like, oh, Thursday, what do we got for unis? And I'm like... Oh, this jersey. I love
it's the all white. It's that crisp all white.
It's the white with the blue sleeves and the blue numbers and the blue stars on the shoulders. That's a great uniform.
Anything 90s gets you.
Great uniform.
It took you right back to the three
Troy Aikman, Irvin, Emmitt Smith.
Stepnoski.
Used to wear those.
Yeah.
Nate Newton. Jersey. Moose Johnson.
Sounds like it's Pat Summerall here with John Madden. Yeah, look at him there. He can hit him in the face. Look how big these linemen are.
Dion playing both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a uniform.
Football,
Jim.
Everyone I went to high school with is Cowboys fans because they were the team that was winning and the Patriots sucked.
Oh, what a bunch of...
That's what that brings me back to.
Your friends are pathetic.
Bulls and Cowboys fans, the early 90s.
Front runners. That's what your friends
Bulls?
Are.
A lot of Bulls runners. Fans in there?
Yeah, so the Patriots... Nobody rooted for the Patriots back then. Nobody did.
How do you not root for your hometown team?
Because they had never really... I mean,
like
plenty
where
of people
you grow
did.
Up, you know what I mean?
Plenty of people did, but they had never really like established a strong...
That's true.
Fan base. Like, the Patriots won't have that problem going forward, ever. It just feels like that'll never be a problem for them ever again.
My sister had a starter jacket, like Dolphins starter jacket, and I'm like, what are you... And then, like, 5 years later, she was like... She's 6 years younger than me. 5 years later, she's wearing a Patriots thing, and I'm like, oh, look at you now. Huh? That's how it was, though.
What was your starter jacket, Jim?
I had the satin Patriots one.
I had three.
With the buttons in the front.
I had three.
Blue one?
Oh,
blue one?
Blue
satin?
Maybe not a starter jacket, but like the satin with the buttons straight down the middle.
Like the 1980s jackets with the buttons right down the middle. I went through three different starter jackets, all with the pouch in the front. The pouch. The first one was the Bruins.
Oh, the pouch. I remember the pouch.
Yeah, it had a little zip pouch in the front.
Yeah.
I went Bruins, Red Sox, then Patriots. Those were the three in order from the age of like, 7 until 12. 617-779-0985. I just think that game, the result is good, but what you're talking about is a good point, too, which is defense came through in a big way last night and sort of stifled
defense
the Saints
dead.
Offense.
Yep.
Sean is in the car. What do you got for us, Sean?
Yeah, Zoe, man. How about that defense last night?
Yeah,
that
it's was fun to watch.
Good old smash mouth football right there. But what I wanted to talk to you about was how dumb Randy Gregory is. He's lucky that
he's on the punter game. Oh, stupid.
What a stupid play.
So stupid. What was it at that point? Was it 13-3 or 13-zip?
It was 13-zip, though.
Yep. Next thing you got a ball game.
Stupid play. I thought we were going to lose the game last night because of him. Hmm. Well, kudos to the defense. They hung in there, and they kept playing hard. That's what I want to see out of my Cowboys.
There you go. We got Cowboy calls.
There we go, Sean.
How about the Cowboys?
Appreciate it. Cowboys fans are everywhere. How about that pick?
I bet you he's about 40, just around my age.
Yeah. Yeah, Cowboys fan. I bet there are people that are a little bit older than you, Jim, that are in that Dolphins fan category, like you mentioned with your...
Oh, there's...
I
remember hearing
the Marino people, yeah.
Yeah, there's a decent amount here of those people, too.
I remember the 2-14 years when Marino and them would come to town and there'd be Dolphins jerseys everywhere.
And everybody didn't come from Miami for
those
games.
Bastards, yeah.
They all love Marino. That was the only game females would come to, too. Marino, they all love
the
Marino.
Ladies. Sexy. The ladies would show up for Marino.
Oh, he's swole.
The hair.
Yeah. It's the tan.
Zoe fantasizes about Marino,
too. Cut his jersey.
Listen to him.
Top. Oh, my God.
Tell me more.
You know, I used to do it when I was in college. That's one of the reasons I wore 13 in college, too. Oh. I was a big Marino fan. But he
cuts
his sleeves out to where T-shirt just pops out a little bit. You slice it up, and it's flapping in the wind. Yeah. That's quarterback.
What was the reason for that, anyway?
Just a rotation, just so it doesn't grab you.
Oh, legitimately, had function to it.
Yes,
by cutting your sleeves.
Because like when they modernized the jerseys,
they tucked them up and under.
Because they had 75-pound shoulder pads on.
That's
back
true
then.
Too. I don't even know how you threw a football in those things.
They were called power pads, the Douglas power pads. Those things were awesome.
I don't know how you threw a football wearing those old school pads.
Yeah. Well, you used to.
It's crazy.
That's why there weren't as many head injuries back then. Their neck couldn't move. The shoulder pads were so high up, and the helmet was so tucked out.
Were gigantic.
Yeah, the guys back then,
space for
roll.
The head to
like
go.
A head and neck restraint.
Yeah. Those are real neck rolls back then.
Mabel's on the line.
Oh,
Mabel,
yeah.
Take your victory lap.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo! How about them Cowboys? I had to do that because I heard Twitter's blowing up and saying nobody wants to hear me call in and be happy.
Now, well, so wait a minute. Who tells you?
Who tells you?
Who
that?
Tells you? Are you on Twitter or are you just being coy?
No, I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on Twitter, but people have been telling me that everybody's like, oh, God, I don't want to listen because Mabel's calling in. So, sorry, guys. It was an amazing win. You can't take that away from me. So I apologize to all your fans that don't want to hear from me. It was an amazing win. I am completely blown away. I'm not in shock. I'm hearty. I didn't say that they were going to lose. Just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
It was a brilliant game. Can we discuss Randy Gregory? I know you guys just talked about it.
Yeah, stupid.
But can we discuss him?
Yeah. And you know what, Mabel? Last night proves, too, you should be even more mad at your team for having five losses because that team's better than what the record indicates.
I know. But you know what? I just had a feeling about this game the whole week. Drew Brees, they just could not get any rhythm going. But here's the reality of the situation, okay? I'm really excited that they won. I think it was a great win. But they're 7-5. The game on Monday night, Philly versus the Skins, that's a huge game because if the Skins win, they're going to be 7-5,
right?
Which will be tied for us. So we are in no way, shape, or form, you know, Super Bowl contenders at this point.
All right, Mabel.
Wow.
Appreciate the call. Here's something I'm thinking about.
The brakes a little bit.
Yeah. That's big
of Mabel.
Yeah, let's not go crazy. Bowl, yeah. Let's talk about this, though. Doesn't it feel like we're about to see some real division races here in the NFL over the month of December? It's sort of shaping up in a good way.
Even the AFC South. I still don't think the Texans can keep it up.
It feels to me. Maybe it's been this way in other years, and it just hasn't felt so much this way. Everything's up for grabs. Seeds are up for grabs right now.
Yeah.
Divisions are – there's nothing locked in yet.
Nothing like having important games in the month of December, and that'll be big for the league, too. People tuning in. And you know, really, Alex Smith is the only big quarterback injury you've had this year. Knock on wood, you don't want to see starting quarterbacks go down, but there were a lot of quarterbacks that went down last year.
And now you've got the Saints, where if they don't win out, and you've got the Bears who do win out, you could be talking about the possibilities of the Saints, you know, not being one of the bye teams in the NFC now that they got two losses on the year. I just think that there's some fun stuff here over the last month.
Bad loss for them.
Jim was saying this morning, he's like, weren't they sort of due for a dud? Like, just a terrible loss? because they hadn't played all. They hadn't played poorly, really.
They haven't had that Pats in Tennessee game.
Right. They haven't had one of those.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Couple of things. I enjoyed the Deadspin headline of, "We regret to inform you that you have to take the Cowboys seriously now." That was a good one today. And then talks about the defense of the Cowboys and how good they were last night. Maybe not so much for Randy Gregory. Had a rough night. 3 penalties for 34 yards.
Seems
all
like
in
an
the
extremely
second half.
Smart individual.
You mentioned the roughing the punter penalty that came on a 4th down, gave the Saints a 1st down, and offsides on a 3rd down. That negated a sack and fumble. He had himself a bad half.
I was just going to say, what was more shocking? Which turnover at the end of the game?
I think that Breeze won at the end of the game was, because that's sort of uncharacteristic for him.
Yeah.
The turnover there, he's one of those quarterbacks. He's not like Aaron Rodgers. He's anti-Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But
he is clutching late.
You can make the case that it's like, okay, we're desperation time. We got to move this ball. We got to get it down the field. There's no plausible explanation for that Cowboys turnover other than you just didn't protect the ball well enough. You know, I get it.
That's why they have 5 losses.
It's a mistake.
That's a team.
But you can't make that mistake in that situation. You got to fall on top of the if it starts to go bad on you at that instant. You got to take measures to make sure you don't turn the ball over.
But they're a stupid team.
But they won. They
and Mabel
the
wants to say things like, "Oh, they're a Super Bowl contender."
No, they're not.
Said, we're not going to talk Super Bowl yet.
Yeah. You can't have the
no, team. Which is a way of saying we'll be talking Super Bowl soon. No, you won't. Your team is a stupid team with a coach that's a stupid coach. You're not going anywhere. You'll be in the playoffs. It looks like. Looks like that division is yours to lose.
Do you know how much of a
tool? That doesn't mean you're going anywhere.
Do you know how much of a tool bag the head coach is? Name. I want you to name me another team in the National Football League where the head coach takes his little play sheet, tucks it in the back of his pants, stands in front of the team with his hand back on her chest, and he's the guy that leads them out onto the field. He's a freaking tool bag.
Does that really bother you?
It bugs the hell out of me. Like, he's standing there like this, and clapping, right. And he puts his hand back, like, holding them back, like, you guys ready? Here we go, come on. And then he just jogs.
Okay.
Right. Jogs. Name another head coach that does it.
I know. No, I just.
Every one of them walks out slowly to the bench to put the headset on and get going. This guy thinks he still plays, and he didn't play. He was like me.
Cowboys defensive coordinator.
He was me. He was Aikman.
He never played.
Yeah. Aikman was my play. I bled, so he had Aikman.
Cowboys defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli had a heart-to-heart with Gregory after the game in the locker room.
What'd he do? Sit him down and say, "Hey, look at me, son."
And this is how I know they're a stupid team.
Yeah.
Saying that he is 100% there for Gregory.
Oh.
What does that mean? Like, what? I'm going to abandon you because you made a dumb play? Dumb plays happen all the time.
I'm there for him. Like, he suffered some sort of tragedy. Yeah. I'm there for him. I'm 100% there.
Did they lose the game because of him?
I just talked to him about it. He had a little adversity. I don't want to be any more than that. I don't want to be any more than that? What does that mean? Or I don't want it to be any more than that, maybe is what he was trying to say, or someone misquoted him. But I just talked to him about it. I'm 100% there for Gregory. He had a little adversity. Oh, what's the adversity there?
That I don't know. And that jackwagon Dallas reporter was there too. What's his name?
Doesn't adversity sort of mean like external factors? You know, I know that it can mean internal, but like
he's going
to do something stupid. And you make football mistakes.
Chew your ass up.
It's not really adversity. Yeah. It's like, you know, you made a bad mistake.
It goes to show you the players run that locker room and they're just kissing their asses down.
Yes, thank you.
Same culture it's been since Dave Campo. And it starts at the top with that damn owner. It really does. Meddling. He's in there holding press conferences in the damn locker room. It's a joke.
Which is why they're not going anywhere.
That's a tough thing because I don't have an issue with any of the players. Ever. Do you ever hear him come in and like rip their players?
No.
Like, I loved Dak when he was coming out. I'm glad he's doing well. I thought he should be playing instead of Romo. Like, I like Zeke. He did some stupid things off the field. That's what we ripped him for. The dumb parade stuff where, you know, you act like a jackwagon. Yeah, you're going to get ripped for that. But other than that, they have a good team. just the who runs them and how their coach is just it's holding them back.
617-779-0985. Jim and Beverly on the Cowboys. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what do you say, Mark?
You say, Jim.
What's up, Joe?
What's up?
So I agree with you 100%. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I can't stand Garrett. I can't stand him. I would love to see Josh McDaniels coaching this team and see what he could do with the talent. But, Zoe, what do you think about that linebacker, Van Der Esch? Man,
I love him.
This kid can play.
Yep.
And Meathead. Now, when when Sean Lee comes back, he'll be playing behind Van Der Esch.
Yeah. With Sean Lee. Sean, you know, I'm tired of people talking about Sean Lee every year. Death taxes and a Sean Lee injury. That's what's guaranteed every year in life. Death taxes and Sean Lee getting hurt.
What about 55? You said 55 to free.
Meathead. Just a meathead. Vanderschnitch or whatever the hell his name is. Vanderschmuck. I love him. Reminds me of Ted Johnson, like a young version of Ted Johnson. Got a little wacko in him, you know?
So you don't want to see Sean Lee anymore?
I can't stand Sean Lee. Get me tired of him. Yeah. Penn State linebacker. Oh, I'm holding it now.
Oh, okay. It's a Penn State thing.
Yeah. No, it's just...
What is it with him?
I don't know.
Don't hate him.
He seems like a...
You don't. You're just annoyed because I'm annoyed and he's always hurt.
He's always hurt. He's a guy you can never depend on. Like, you know what I mean?
Zoe hates him because he's overrated. That's why he hates
him. Thank you.
Well, I don't know that he's overrated. He's always hurt. How can you?
Which is why he's overrated.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. If it's because of that, then yes.
It's like people who cover this league act like this kid hung the moon. Like, but you know
what? Who was it that one said, availability is ability?
You know what? If he.
Is that Stedman? Did Stedman say that?
Yeah.
Well.
Live.
Well.
If this guy played for Arizona, like the Cardinals, you wouldn't even know him. In fact, he plays for the Cowboys.
See, it's a Cowboys overrated because his name is sort of out there for that.
He's a middle linebacker for the Cowboys.
Yeah. World.
Live.
Yeah. By the way, TV is looking to pick a fight with you today. I can feel it.
Who?
They said they have visual evidence of you not cutting your sleeves in Maryland. That's what they said. They said they got a picture of that.
Really?
Yeah, put it up there. Let's see it. Okay. Yeah. I want to see if it's real.
Huh.
Come on, let's go.
You know what? Because I'll pull one up on my phone right now. That's game. Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't cut those.
You can't cut it in the game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, why don't you pull up the Miami one from the Dolphins. I was down there with Danny. We cut them together.
So your arm is like free and clear in practice, and then it's all restricted in the game?
Well, it's not restricted there. You can see it's oversized. So it didn't really.
So the jersey's bigger. So you only did it in practice is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we need to find a practice photo now?
I got one. I'll pull it up. I'll do it on
You have a break. Practice photo?
Well, yeah, he's got a few photos of himself
saved,
on his phone.
Saved on your camera roll?
I like pictures of myself.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Wait, you wouldn't keep pictures of yourself?
Maybe with other people.
Maybe not from 25 years ago.
Yeah. 25?
Sorry.
Mm. All right, we'll get a picture of you with the cut sleeves.
Probably shouldn't because of
So you should have clarified that, though. You only did it in practice.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a nice photo.
Butchered
though.
It
oh wait,
there
what's
we go.
This one?
Check
this
it
one?
Out.
Are they cut? We can't. Oh wait, yes, it is. The one on your right arm is all cut up.
I took
look at that. Look at the hack job on that sleeve, Artie.
Danny and I took half the stripe off. There's like two or three stripes on the jersey. That's down to the last stripe. That's badass right there. That's a nice uniform.
Or is that just tucked under? It looks cut.
No, it's cut.
It is. Look at it.
It's all
outer edge?
Open underneath right here. Right here
I'm looking at the other
so
side.
So we cut like the 2 inches off the sleeve, and then you cut it underneath right here. Yeah.
Now, was that really for throwing motion, or did you just want to show off the guns?
Right, you're in Miami and got tan. And
you just want to look like Damn right.
Quarterbacks just like to use scissors before the game, huh?
What else?
Brady had that problem in the preseason
Brady
game?
Cut his hand open?
It wasn't actually scissors. We used scalpel. So you go in the training room, get the scalpel, and just fray it.
Now, it seems like scissors would be easier.
There aren't a lot of scissors in the locker room.
Keep him away. You know, safety reasons.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Three out of five last week on the football card. You know, we have some good ideas, just not a lot of good ideas. What do you feel like?
I feel like I almost got bullied into my pick last week. I didn't want to do it. I don't like taking my team, but I did it. And it
You got bullied into it by who? Not by anybody here.
You two.
Do we need to roll that tape back?
Yeah, I did. I made him pick it. I said it's a good pick. I said, it's your spot. It's your day.
I didn't bully you into it. I said the last time you screwed up was when you took a team you like, which was Michigan State.
Right.
And you bragged about how long of a run. You'd been on a great run. You were hot. You had a hot hand.
So you tried to talk me out of it.
And I'm like, the last time you screwed up was Michigan State.
I talked him into it. I did.
I did. I was hot.
Tom and Zoe had the same pick, so Tom had to pick a second game, and then we lost. So three out of four, we're actually with our initial picks.
So Tom.
All right, so how are we feeling about this weekend? Anybody feeling good?
Not good.
No?
I do not feel good.
Oh, really? There is one game that I am tempted to jump on because it's a road team. It's a road favorite. But I'm thinking about it.
Indy?
No, not Indy. Although Indy...
Superchargers?
Indy needs it. I was looking at the Bears. The Bears are going to the Giants, and I think the Giants stink. It's Bears minus four. I'm tempted to take the Bears on the road. You know what? Do it. Do it. I want the Bears.
Do it.
I want the Bears on the road.
Okay.
And they had a little extra time.
You're riding that Trubisky
train. Yeah, I am. I'm riding that Bears train.
Chase Daniel.
That's right.
Riding the Bears. That's why I said Bears. But whatever.
Yeah.
Their defense is just spectacular. Taking the Bears.
Okay.
All right. Bears minus four.
What do you have on the Steelers, Jim? Three and a half? Three?
Steelers?
Yeah.
Three.
Of course you're taking the Steelers. Of course you're taking the Steelers. Steelers in a bounce back week. They have to win. Chargers at Pittsburgh.
No, three.
Okay.
Pittsburgh minus three.
Okay.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Home favorite.
Steelers. We're the black and gold.
I'm with you on that because you know my bias against the Chargers. I can't. I just think
tough road team.
Always a fraud team. Chargers Plus always a fraud west, team going west to east.
West
Forget
to
it.
East bad.
Forget it. Yep. Steelers. Hardy.
Jim, what do you have the Colts laying down in Jacksonville? You have them laying three.
I got four.
I got five here.
Five and a half.
Yeah.
Whoa. Five and a half. Oh.
Cody Kessler starting. I think.
You know what?
Right? No.
Yeah.
No, don't do this to yourself again. Just you hated the line as soon as we said it.
I was going to say, I'll take the Jags then.
It's flipped his pick.
It has.
I actually like the Jags. Anytime the coaching change, quarterback change, like a shakeup.
No, Jim likes it. I'll take the Jags.
There you go, Jags.
That's like the Packers are favored by 14. I looked at that.
It's a large number.
Oh, they have Aaron Rodgers.
I know they're playing the Cardinals, but they played terrible.
They have Aaron Rodgers. He's great. What are you doing, Tom?
Well, I think based on the first three picks, it doesn't matter. About how it doesn't matter who I pick.
He's been standing there, just like waiting for his pick.
I'm going back to my roots.
Good.
Terrible college football. Conference USA Championship.
Jesus Christmas.
UAB against Middle Tennessee State.
You don't even know where Middle Tennessee State is.
I think it's in the middle of Tennessee.
I think it's in the middle of Kentucky. I'm not sure. I'm going to double check.
Middle Tennessee minus one. They played each other last week, and they beat them by 20, I think.
Okay, so the line is?
Minus one. It's the championship game, so.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Well,
that's my pick.
Okay.
Why is the line like that, Tom? Did somebody not play last week, the last time these two teams played?
Sure.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Okay.
He just wants
I swear to God, if we win and you screwed us up with that stupid pick.
No, it'll be good. It'll be fine, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, last week of college football games to actually choose from.
Yeah, what's your overall record now? 9-1?
11-1.
11-1.
Wow.
The team I've been riding a lot of the year is Bama.
Yeah, here we go.
Bama's got a nice number, 13.5 against Georgia. Go Bama.
Okay, we've been riding Bama all year long, Jim.
Going to blow out Georgia?
Jesus.
Yeah, Georgia's not good. Not that good this year, though.
He's going with a blowout win for Bama over Georgia. I'm not going to question him. He's been too good.
My only thing that would keep me from saying it, like, is this SEC thing. SEC gets two teams in if Georgia wins. So if there's any shenanigans, then that would be my only.
The officials are. getting involved in
a lot of money for the conference. A lot of money for the conference.
A lot of money.
Pack two stadiums, and then you get it. Maybe they could score off in a national game.
Then all of a sudden, if they have Bama loses, the teams of other fans of other teams think they have a chance now all of a sudden.
Right.
But I think Bama can just blow them out.
Okay. There you have it.
There you go.
Bama. When do we talk to RJ today?
1 o'clock.
RJ Bell. He's square.
I don't even want to tell him my pick.
Why?
You want to take it back?
No. I'll stick with it.
All right, everybody say their pick. This is the easiest way to do it. I've got the Bears -4 at New York.
Yeah, I have Steelers -3 home against the Chargers. They cover.
I've got the Jags getting 5.5 at home against the Colts.
Alabama -13.5 SEC championship game.
Oh, boy.
Middle Tennessee -1.
Do what you want with those 5 picks. If you want to drop somebody, feel free.
I like to drop Tom.
In general? Just a general?
Put
an end to that? It's not nice.
Watch, he'll be the only game we win.
In fact, we have an email of the day from T-Bone.
What is it?
Came in yesterday, but I think is worth mentioning today. We'll get to that coming up after.
By the way, Tom, where's the conference USA championship being televised? Is that a Snapchat game? Is that an Instagram game?
I think it's on Twitch this week.
It's on
Dale's Twitch.
I'm not touching that.
Why?
All right, coming up. Email of the day coming up from Tom on the train. Sending in an email.
Oh, unbelievable.
On the Bruins and on the guy who had the game winner last night for the Bruins. Why don't we get to that in 90 seconds more? Your football calls as well. Phil Perry coming up at noontime today with the Read and React at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.